Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of prayer, and we're going to be summarizing this and talking about practical application of prayer. We've seen the fact that prayer is not just going to God and telling Him about your problem or bombarding the gates of heaven or asking and asking and asking, trying to convince Him to do something for you. No, prayer is communicating with God according to His Word in the Spirit, where you're going to put the spiritual laws of God into action. You're actually making a legal transaction in the spirit realm, which is going to put the angels to work for us. When we pray, we release the ability of God that's in His Word that is going to bring the promises to pass. Remember that we don't pray as they did in the Old Testament, asking and petitioning and requesting, waiting to see if God will do something. Now we pray in the New Testament, approaching the Father in the name of Jesus, making a legal demand of what's due us, and we pray a prayer of faith as we believe that we take hold of the promise of God with thanksgiving. And we know that we pray without ceasing, continuously, repeatedly, until we see the desired results. We also looked at eliminating reasons why prayers don't get results. If we don't pray to the Father, we're not going to get results. If we don't pray in the name of Jesus, if we're not righteous before God in right standing, right fellowship, and possessing our rights as we bring the word of righteousness unto the Lord, we're not going to see our prayers be responded to. Lack of confidence will be a hindrance. Sin or iniquity in your life, unforgiveness, disharmony between a husband and wife, praying the problem instead of the answer, not making a spiritual legal demand and not praying a prayer of faith, praying, if it be thy will, prayers, doubting, wavering, having negative confessions, worry or anxiety, being influenced by the sense realm or by your feelings or the way things look or seem, praying amiss with a wrong motive, lack of corresponding actions of faith, acting on what you're to do according to the Word of God, feigning or giving up, and lack of prayer without ceasing. These are major hindrances that are going to hinder you from seeing effectiveness in prayer. We also talked about qualities that need to be established in us. We need to be responsible and committed as the house of prayer. We need to be disciplined with set times so that we will arise and we will spend the quality time in prayer. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We need to be bold and confident in our approach to the Lord. We must have strong desire through the idea of urgent need to see the desired results of the promise of God come to pass as we strive and contend with the adversary, as we stretch ourselves out to the limit with earnest, fervent prayer, knowing that the prayer of the righteous believer puts into operation the power of God to work effectually and greatly prevail. We must also persevere in prayer with persistence, continuously praying, even in the face of pressure and opposition, with the attitude of never giving up until the goal is accomplished. Now today, we're going to talk about practical application of prayer. As we look at specific situations where we apply prayer, sometimes we'll be praying once, sometimes we'll have to pray continuously. It depends on whether the results occur immediately. Let's look at situations where we pray only once because the results occur immediately. An example would be a prayer to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and be born again. John 3:7 says you must be born again. John 1:12 says as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. And in Romans 10:9 it says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. When you pray a prayer applying these scriptures, such as, God, I come to you now to receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that He's been raised from the dead, and I confess Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I believe that I received Jesus into my life now, and I am now born again and saved. That kind of a prayer is going to cause you to be born again, and God will instantly perform that as He causes you to have a brand new spirit. The old spirit's taken out, and a brand new spirit comes in. Another type of a prayer where we would pray only one time would be a prayer to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation, and the Bible says in Luke 11:13, "How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" So the practical application to receive the Holy Spirit is simply praying a prayer something like this: "Heavenly Father, your word says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Right now I ask, make my legal demand of what's due me, because the Holy Spirit is part of my inheritance. I make legal demand for you to give me the Holy Spirit. I believe that I receive the Holy Spirit into my spirit, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit coming to dwell in me now." Now that type of a prayer gets answered immediately when you pray it, and the Holy Spirit will come to dwell in your spirit of Christ. Let's give an example where we need to pray a prayer continuously to see the promised results. That would be the area of healing. Sometimes healing can happen immediately, but in other cases, healing can take quite a period of time. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, the Bible says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." In Psalms 103 verse 3, it says, "Who healeth all thy diseases." 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed." And see, we're going to formulate a prayer based on the scripture promises. So as we look at these scriptures, we see that the Lord's our healer. He will heal us of all of our diseases, that healings are right accomplished by Jesus on the cross when he took our sickness and disease by his stripes. And because of that, healing now has been granted to us, because by his stripes we were healed. So we're going to put this into a prayer. "Heavenly Father, your word declares that you are the one who heals me of all my diseases, and that healing is my right because Jesus took my sickness and disease on the cross that I might be healed, according to Exodus 15:26, Psalms 103 verse 3, and 1 Peter 2:24. According to these scripture promises, I make legal demand for the release of your healing power to flow into my body. I now thank you, as I believe that I take hold of your healing power, which is flowing into my body, healing me right now in Jesus' name." What did we just do? We prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus. We made legal demand according to the scripture promises of the Word by bringing these scriptures to the Father. We prayed a prayer of faith by thanking him, as we believe that we take hold of healing power to flow into our body. The Father heard this prayer, and healing was released into our body. Now we continue to pray this prayer of faith, which will continually release healing power to flow into our body. We continue to pray this prayer until all sickness is gone and our healing promise is manifest in our body. Let's look at another example where actions must be taken first before we can pray effectively. This would be an example of the promise of forgiveness, where we must first confess our sins before we can receive forgiveness. We can find scriptures promising forgiveness which tell us what we do to be forgiven. In Psalms 103 verse 3 it says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." There is the promise. 1 John 1:9 tells us what we must do. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as we look at these scriptures, we see that the Lord will forgive us of all of our iniquities. The way we're forgiven of our sins is to confess our sins to the Father. And we know that he's faithful and just to forgive us, cleansing us from all unrighteousness from sin. So we put a prayer together something like this: "Father, your word declares that you forgive us of all of our iniquities. As we confess our sins to you, receive forgiveness, cleansing from all unrighteousness due to sin, according to Psalms 103 verse 3 and 1 John 1:9. In accordance with these scriptures, I confess my sins to you now, all the sins I've committed, knowingly or unknowingly, and I make legal demand according to your word for your forgiveness. And I believe that I receive your forgiveness right now, and I thank you that I am forgiven of my sins and cleansed from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, amen." What did we do? We prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus. We brought the scripture promise of forgiveness, and we met the conditions by doing what the Word says of confessing our sins before the Lord. And having met the conditions of confessing our sins, then we can receive forgiveness. So we believe that we receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Now, this prayer only needs to be prayed once, because God cleanses us immediately. There's other prayers that we can pray continuously in a personal manner for ourselves or for others. An example would be praying for wisdom, revelation, and understanding. In Ephesians 1, verse 17 and 18, the Bible says this: that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what's the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And then in Colossians 1, verse 9 and 10, do not cease to pray for you the desire, aiteo, legal demand, that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So from these passages, we can pray an accurate New Testament prayer, as we're going to put the person's name or our own name for whom we're praying. By praying the actual scriptures from the Word of God, we're accurately praying in line with the Word. So we could pray a prayer like this. Father, I thank you, as I make legal demand, according to Ephesians 1, verse 17 and 18, and Colossians 1, 9 and 10, that you give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, and that the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what's the hope of your calling, and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance, and that you would fill me with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that I might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increase in the knowledge of God. And I believe that I receive these promises, and I thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. This kind of prayer can be prayed daily, over and over, for yourself or for someone else. Just plug their name in the middle of that prayer. You can also do this with other promises in the Word of God. Just string them together in a personal prayer and apply them, pray them according to New Testament principles that you've learned. As we've given examples of prayer, as you learn to pray the New Testament principles accurately with confidence, you're going to see effective results. Now it's up to you to apply these principles in your own personal life. It's one thing to know the principles, but it's another thing to practically apply them on a daily basis. Take time to get the scriptures from the Word. Formulate them into an accurate New Testament prayer for every area of your life, and begin to pray these particular prayers consistently so you become experienced in how to speak forth accurate prayers, and the daily application of prayer will develop a disciplined prayer life, and as you pray accurately, you're going to see the Lord bring forth His Word in your life and in the life of others. And as you learn to pray accurately and effectively, you will be greatly encouraged to have strong desire to pray more, and prayer will become a great delight in your walk with the Lord. Now be a doer of the Word consistently, and pray accurate New Testament prayer. As I close the program today, I want to make available to you my book, Accurate New Testament Prayer, a very important book for the body of Christ, revealing the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This book is available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, fears, learning disabilities, as well as trauma from physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, rejected in life, addictive compulsive problems such as alcohol, drugs, nicotine, and gluttony, and breaking inherited generational curses. Through the teaching, preaching, and personal ministry to the needs in your life, you will grow strong in the Lord, learning how to walk in the Spirit, developing a personal, intimate fellowship with the Lord, and conquering the devil in every area of your life. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.